The Flood, Chapter 6, Genesis 6 and 7. In the former chapter, we told you how nearly all the people lived ungodly lives. I wrote nearly all the people because it wasn't everyone. There was one who could not go along with this cursing and mocking. There was one who grieved because scarcely no one feared the Lord. This one man's name was Noah. Oh, Noah often prayed to the Lord, asking him to convert these mockers and cursers so that they would worship the Lord. Probably Noah became discouraged because it seemed as if the Lord did not want to hear his prayers. And yet, Noah was mistaken. The Lord did hear, but in a different way from what Noah thought. One day the Lord made known to Noah that he was going to destroy the entire earth and punish all the people except Noah. The Lord would spare not only Noah, but his wife and his three children, and also the wives of his sons. The Lord now commands Noah to begin building a great big ship, an ark. The Lord told Noah exactly how large this ark had to be. 300 cubits long, that is 450 feet, 50 cubits wide, that is 75 feet, and 30 cubits high, that is 45 feet. He must cover this ark inside and outside with pitch, so that no water will be able to seep through. He must make the ark 3 stories high, and the space on each story must be divided into rooms. But why must Noah build this ark? Listen, we read in the Bible that God said, "Behold, I, even I, do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die." But God would establish his covenant with Noah. The purpose of this ark was to give Noah and his entire family a safe shelter. Besides, there must be room enough for all the different animals of the earth. This must have been a tremendous piece of work. Nowadays we have machines which saw and plane the boards, but Noah did not have these machines. Everything had to be done by hand. However, the Lord knew that Noah must work on this ship for a long time. Therefore, he gave Noah the space of 120 years. That is long, isn't it? But the people also received 120 years' time to be converted. God is so good, isn't he? The Lord is very patient with you also. If the Lord were to punish you immediately when you are naughty or disobedient, then it would not be so good for you. But the Lord waits with his punishment so that we can be converted. Noah believed the words which the Lord spoke. Noah also believed that the punishment would surely come upon the earth. Noah perceived the coming danger and did what the Lord had commanded him. He started to chop down trees, probably with the help of his sons, and these trees were sawed into boards. The people asked Noah what he was going to make, and he told them what was going to happen. He told them that a flood of water would come and that would destroy everything. Oh, how Noah warned the people. But nobody believed him. They mocked with him, and they laughed at his words. That could not happen. They said that he was not in his right mind. Oh, how grieved Noah was with this. He would say, "People, do not mock, for the Lord has said it. It will happen, that is certain. Oh, people, believe it." But his warning did not help. The people walked away laughing and mocking. It could be that they called out, "Hurry up a bit, otherwise you will not be finished on time." Terrible, wasn't it? Do you also mock sometimes? Oh, children, never do so, because the Lord hears and sees it, and he will surely punish you. Noah took 120 years to build this tremendous ark. 120 years he preached, but no one listened to him or believed him. Finally, the ark was finished. Upon the command of the Lord, Noah had made a door and a window in the ark. When the ark was completely finished, God spoke for the second time to Noah. Hear what he said. "For yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. And every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth." Thus, what Noah had said would happen is very near. Yet another week, and it will come to pass. Noah brought food into the ark. Then a great wonder happened. All the different animals came walking into the ark of their own accord, a male and a female of each kind. Thus, two lions, a lion and a lioness, two bears, a male bear and a female bear, and so forth, came into the ark. But of the clean animals, seven came. Clean animals are those animals which have a split hoof and they chew the cud. An example of a few clean animals are cows and sheep. Also, the birds came flying to the ark by two and two. No, children, these animals did not come of themselves, and they were sent by the Lord. Noah gave each kind of animal a place in the ark. Oh, mocking and cursing people, behold and see. Don't you see that this is something out of the ordinary? Can't you see that a wonder is taking place? No, the people didn't take any notice. They didn't want to take any notice of it. They still mocked. They still laughed at Noah. And then, did Noah get angry? When we are laughed at, we get angry. We often begin to kick and hit and fight. But Noah did not get angry. He continually kept warning them and preaching to them. But when nothing helped, the Lord made an end to it. "Go into the ark," the Lord commanded, "you and your wife and your three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and the wives of your three sons." Oh, how the people laughed and mocked. But Noah and his family let them laugh and mock while they went in. Perhaps Noah was the last to enter the ark. He probably stood in the doorway and for the last time warned the people, "Oh, people, believe my words. It is still possible for you to be saved. Soon it will be too late. And what was their answer? A jeering laugh. They declared that Noah and his family were foolish. But when the people would not listen, the Lord himself shut the door. Children, now you must read well what is written in the Bible. The Lord shut him in. Noah did not shut the door, but God himself closed the door. And Noah could not open the door anymore. Nobody could ever open the door. As soon as the ark was locked, it began to rain as it had never rained before. Besides, the earth opened and the water sprung up out of the ground. It wasn't very long before everything was flooded. Then the people saw that Noah had told the truth. They made an effort to open the door of the ark, but they were unable. And they called, they yelled, "Noah, open, open for us." But Noah could not open the door because the Lord had locked it, and it continued to rain. In the terrors of death, the people grasped the ark and tried to climb to the top, but they were dashed off by the waves and drowned wretchedly. Others climbed the trees, climbing to the highest tip, but the water continued to rise, and they also drowned. Now there is no more mocking and no more laughing. Now it is too late. From the beginning, the people did not want to go into the ark, and now they are not permitted. It is now too late. Some people fled to the mountains, but neither did that help because the water continued to rise. They fled to the very top, but in vain. They were beaten off by the water and were drowned in the waves. Terrible, wasn't it? For 40 days and 40 nights it rained without stopping. But the ark was lifted upon the water and floated over the waves. Noah and his entire family were safe inside the ark. How terrible it must have been for Noah and those with him. They must look at all these people drowning, and they could no longer help them. They were not all strangers either, for their relatives were also among those who were drowning. And not only the people, but also the animals were drowned. Probably there were 1,000 lions living upon the earth. 2 were in the ark, and the rest perished. Probably there were 6,000 cows upon the earth. 7 it could come into the ark, and all the others were drowned. How those animals roared and lowed in their distress. Only everything which was in the ark was safe. But the fishes did not perish. Now they had more than enough water to swim in. We do not read anywhere that the fishes came into the ark. It was not necessary either. The tops of the highest mountains also were covered with water. The water rose 15 cubits above the highest mountain. Then nothing lived upon the earth. All the mockers and cursers were drowned. And all the animals which were not allowed to come into the ark were also drowned. The Lord had punished these sinners. Probably Noah and his family began to think, "Shall it really stop raining after 40 days? But God remains faithful. He did not forget Noah and those with him. It is written, God remembered Noah. The rain decreased and at last stopped. The clouds broke up, and for the first time in 40 days the sun shone again. How happy Noah and his family were then. Together they thanked the Lord. This has been a dreadful history. Don't you also think so, children? But this history is written in the Bible to warn us, for the same God still lives. You are also often naughty and disobedient, isn't that so? O children, the Lord sees and hears it, and he will punish you too. Oh, bend your knees often, and ask the Lord to keep you from sinning. Ask the Lord to forgive you your sins. It is still possible, you are still alive, but you will not always live. Soon you must die. And then, don't you believe it? People who lived with Noah did not believe it either, and yet it was true. But when it began to rain, they were forced to believe it, and then it was too late. And if you will not believe it, then death will come suddenly when you least expect it, and you will not be prepared to die. Then it will be too late for you, as it was for these people whom the Lord had wiped from off the face of the earth.